I didn't want to destroy you. You should have kept me as controlled opposition. I would have been on your side. I would have created my message.
You are listening to...
But you started a fight with the most formidable man on the planet. My unmatched perspicacity, coupled with sheer indefatigability, makes me a feared opponent in any realm of human endeavor.
The Tate era.
My unmatched force. And I will track the mate's cups. I will destroy technology. That's who I am.
Makes me a fear.
Your life is entirely your fault. You and you alone are the reason you're poor, weak, alone, and sad. You may even believe you are not these things, but comparatively, you are. There are 2 million of you reading this, and you fail absolutely in the aforementioned metrics when compared to the top G. None of you are remarkable. Nobody cares if you go to jail. Nobody cares what you say. Nobody cares if you live or if you die. You are a failure and will likely fail for the remainder of your mediocre life. You can never beat me. But if you can try, and if you try, your life will improve. I remember getting in a fight in the schoolyard when I was young. The bigger kid got me in one of those schoolyard headlocks. I was wrestling with him before managing to grab his pants and trip him up. We both went to the floor and the teacher split us up. When I got home, I asked Dad, "Dad, how do I get out of a headlock?" Dad was a little drunk playing chess on the living room floor. "You fight," he screamed. "Yes, but how?" I asked. "Headlocks change, situations change. There is no single answer besides fight, son." "And what if I lose?" I asked. Dad put his whiskey glass down and stood up, towering over me like a giant. "When you lose a fight in the real world, you die. Are you ready to die, son?" "No," I replied firmly. "Then fight," he said, and sat back down at the chessboard. Later that night, I was practicing chess with Dad. We did 3 hours a day. My king was fucked, a losing position. I saw one move, a gambit, that I couldn't fully calculate. "Should I sack the knight?" I asked. "What happens if you lose?" "I die," I replied. "Then fight." I've been in positions when the only thing that kept me alive was my willingness to resist absolutely. I've had attempts on my life. I've been stabbed. I carry the scar. It's within your control. All of it, everything is within your control. Until you believe that, nothing is. I will even help you. I am a kind man. And from the highest echelons of masculine capability, I offer a helping hand, a ladder to climb. Your life is shit, and it will only get better if you listen to me and begin to climb. I've done the climb. I know the climb. I am climbing. It is cope of you to believe you do not need me. You do. Will you cope like a loser or work like a winner? The choice is yours.